Yes, I am Dr. Sogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation for Comprehensive Counseling Center, PC. Data solution for all these three patients on 12/19/2022, and data solution. So the first patient is Sharon, Sharon Petrosky, Petrosky. Her date of birth is 2/7/1955. Telephone number is 586-360-0156. Please always dictate. The patient was seen via Doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective data. Sharon, describe that she has been very busy right now, but start working at Dollar General, and due to the Christmas holiday, she has to work full time rather than half time. Currently, because the school is closed to her, she does not have to drop her grandson and granddaughter to school. She is very busy. I further discuss that it is good that she is busy. She has no time to think about other stresses which she was talking about during her last evaluation. She describes, otherwise she is doing all right, she is feeling better, sleeping good, eating good. Often she believes that if the doses of medication can be increased, she might do better. I further discuss that it is a part of stress. If she can overcome with the stress by diet and exercise, she may do much improvement in her overall functioning. She agreed with the plan. She has currently on Vyvanse 60 mg daily, Wellbutrin XR 300 mg daily. I educate about the medication, the doses, and also the side effect and consequences of higher doses. I provided support and redirection. She agreed that she is like to work on it, and she has been feeling better. I further explained that it is time of Christmas and holidays. She has to work and also work on her stress. That will help her to overall functioning, to which she agreed. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, ADD, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of psychosis, no side effect of the medication. Plan continue Vyvanse 60 mg daily and Wellbutrin XR 300 mg daily. A 30-day supply of the medications was ordered. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next evaluation is on Anna Iannucci, Anna Iannucci. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Data of evaluation is 12/9/2022. Patient was seen by a doctor. She has consented for telehealth appointment. Subject in the patient was seen for follow-up as she was having overwhelming anxiety during last evaluation, and she wanted to see me. Patient was also described that anxiety is there, but at even 1 mg sometime had helped. She described in the past I was prescribed her only 1 mg. I further discussed that she has to make an effort, and half mg is fine. At this age, I don't want to give her higher doses which may cause gait disturbance and masking of her cognitive functioning. She also described that her blood pressure has gone up. I further discussed this could be part of her anxiety. She has to see her medical. Patient agreed with the plan. She is looking forward to do better during holidays. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was present. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. No suicidal homicidal thoughts. She indicated that most probably she her daughter may visit during holidays. Yet she does not need any more medications, and she feels that probably she will work on it and will see me for follow-up on January 9th, to which I agreed. Yet assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, period of anxiety, several psychosocial stress, history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, chronic back pain. Patient does not need any refill. I have not provided any refill for it even at this point, but explain her that she should use only at the time when she is not able to control her anxiety. Patient agreed with the plan. A follow-up appointment will be given on January 9th. This is the end of dictation. last variation on Yuan Mitchell, YVONE, Mitchell MAECHTLE, date of birth is 7/31/1953, date of telephone number is 586-843-5029, subject to Ajita, patient was seen by a doxy, she has consented for telehealth appointment. Subject to Raja, patient was recently discharged from psychiatric floor on 12/16/2022. Patient was admitted with increased anxiety and depression. And during a discharge, I have prescribed her Paxil 5 mg daily, doxycycline 10 mg daily, melatonin 10 mg daily, and gave her clonopin 1/2 mg twice a day. 21 tablet with a recommendation that she use only if she need and try to avoid any more doses. I further explained her that I am going more tablet only. She should not visit the emergency room. Today I further counsel her, explain her how to reduce and get off from clonopin. And I further explain that she should not take one milligram anytime. Take only 1/2 milligrams daily. And after few days, she can take 1/2 milligram one day, and second day she can take 1/4 milligram. By this way, she can work on it until I see her next time on January 9th. I further help her to develop self-control and also give insight to gradually reduce and wean her off from benzodiazepine. Yuan described that she would like to follow with the same thing and she like to stop taking clonopin or any benzodiazepines. She believes that next year would be the best year since she would not having any anxiety. Patient has chronic history of anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder, depression, somatization, and has been tried on several antidepressants in a smaller doses, but she never able to tolerate. This time she also indicated that she was taking Paxil 5 mg in the past, it was working, but currently even 5 mg of Paxil cause shakiness and she does not like medication. She want to get rid of herself from the benzodiazepines and then she will try something different. I appreciate her insight and encourage to follow. To which she agreed. I further explained that she already have a 1 month supply of the medication and I have given 21 tablet of clonopin, half milligram clonopin, but she can use it and I am still giving prescription for clonopin, 1/2 milligram BID, 40 tablets. Only she can get refill when she finish all this medication. To which she agreed. Patient was given a follow up appointment at 4 weeks. There was no suicidal homicidal ideation. Patient was encouraged to develop self-control, try to socialize, try to go out and work on her difficulties. To which patient agreed and try to work on her reduction of benzodiazepines from her system, prognosis guided and of dictation. Can you please send these three dictation to 248-828-9712? Thank you. I'm Dr. Stogi and have a nice Christmas and holidays. Bye-bye.